Jonathan Pryke is the director of the Lowy Institute's Pacific Islands program. He told me he'd like to see Australia and China working together to deliver aid to the Pacific Island nations.
In many ways, you could see Chinese aid in the Pacific, but also throughout the rest of the world, has been far less sophisticated than Australia. Australia and other traditional donors, developed countries. We've been doing aid delivery for a long time, since way back into the 1960s, whereas China's brand new to this, so they're doing what they know to do, and that's infrastructure. What they do is bring in with that infrastructure investment is they also bring Chinese labour and Chinese materials into these projects, which also reduces the development impact that these projects can have by not employing those resources domestically.
Whereas Australian aid traditionally is sought to train up locals?
Australian aid is delivered for various objectives, and including train up locals, providing governance support, health and education, disaster relief. You know, we really spread right across these countries and trying to help improve and bring about systematic and structural change in these countries. So rather than provide a single tangible project, we're trying to bring about more transformational change.
Labor says the Turnbull government isn't doing enough in the Pacific, and that's creating a security blind spot. Do you agree with that assessment?
Well, I focus day in, day out on the Pacific Islands region, and I think there is a lot more work on Australia's side to focus on our immediate region. It is very important for Australia, both strategically, developmentally, commercially. It's our immediate region, and we pay scant attention to it, but we're also the largest player in the Pacific Islands region. We are the largest donor, we're the largest investor, we're the largest tourism partner, we're the largest cultural partner for the Pacific. And so we need to be paying much more attention to the region that is changing quite dramatically.
Has Australian aid dropped off, and that's allowed China to come in and fill a void?
No, aid to the Pacific Islands region has remained quite steady for the last few years. It has avoided the cuts to the broader aid program that we've seen in this coalition government. So I'll give them credit for protecting our interests in our near region, but it's not just about money, it's also about attention and time. And I think our political leaders, but also the bureaucracy, we give at the highest levels far too little time and attention to our immediate region.
Do you think the Senator's concerns about the terms of Chinese loans to Pacific Island nations are justified?
I think that's quite legitimate. One of the big problems we have about Chinese aid in the Pacific is that a lot of it comes in the form of loans, and a lot of those loans we don't actually know what the conditions are. We don't know what the terms of repayment are. We don't know what the interest rate is. We don't know how long they have until they have to start repaying them. And in many countries in the Pacific, Tonga, Vanuatu, Samoa, they are already experiencing significant debt distress as a result of taking out these major loans. And so it does raise significant questions about, will China forgive these loans? What are the actual terms of them? And so I think there are very legitimate questions to be asking about the terms of these loans.
Could those terms be a tactic being used to ensure those Pacific Island nations sort of come under China's wing, so to speak?
Well, that's a tactic we have seen in other parts of the world. Sri Lanka is a most obvious one, where big infrastructure projects were carried out by China on major loans. And then when the loans couldn't be repaid, China bought back these infrastructure assets for a song to forgive the debt. I don't think that will happen in the Pacific Islands region, because the type of infrastructure we're building don't seem to be of real strategic interest for China. But that said, we have seen speeches from Xi Jinping about the potential for debt forgiveness in the future for small island states. And we haven't heard anything more than that. But the fact that even at that level they are talking about the potential for debt forgiveness tells me that there is certainly some strategic element to this debt.
Jonathan Pryke, the director of the Lowy Institute's Pacific Islands program.